When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to uponthererocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at uponthererocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, April the 15th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino, dark roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a Crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino, dark roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. A new bill aimed at Major League Baseball. Those with the GOP do not want the vaccine, and Republicans want to defund a UN fund. Republicans have introduced a bill aimed at stripping Major League Baseball of its antitrust protections after the league moved its All-Star game out of Atlanta in protest of Georgia's new voting law. According to Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, one of the bill's co-sponsors, quote, a corporation that happily does business with the communist regimes in Cuba and China, but caves to CEOs who want to punish states with voter ID, does not deserve any special immunities in antitrust law. Senators Mike Lee of Utah, Ted Cruz of Texas, Marco Rubio of Florida, and Josh Hawley of Nebraska are also sponsors of the bill. Republican Jeff Duncan of South Carolina, who has 28 co-sponsors, has sponsored companion legislation in the House. Almost half of all Republicans said they would never get the COVID-19 vaccine in the latest poll from the Monmouth University Polling Institute, far more than the portion Democrats or independents who said the same. According to Patrick Murray, the Independent Institute's director, quote, the number of people who have been skittish about the vaccine has dropped as more Americans line up for the shot, but the hardcore group who want to avoid it at all costs has barely budged. The recent news about J&J vaccines is probably not going to help that situation. On the other hand, it might not make it all that much worse, since much of this reluctance is really ingrained in partisan identity. Monmouth asked respondents whether they would refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccine, and these are the responses. 43% of Republicans, 5% of Democrats, 22% of Independents, 25% of those under age 65, and 11% of those over the age of 65. Finally, House Republicans on Tuesday introduced a bill to defund the United Nations Population Fund, alleging its complicity in forced abortions and sterilizations in China. Representative Chip Roy of Texas introduced the, quote, No Taxpayer Funding for the United Nations Population Fund Act on Tuesday to permanently strip the UNFPA of federal funding. The UNFPA charters with China, and Roy alleged that the organization is complicit in China's population control program, where women have reportedly endured forced abortions and sterilizations. More than three dozen members are co-sponsoring Roy's legislation, and the Trump administration stopped funding the UNFPA back in 2017, citing the fund's partnership with the Chinese government, where, quote, family planning practices still involve the use of coercive abortion and involuntary sterilization practices. Our quote of the day comes from the blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman. To live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a French Catholic priest and founder of two religious congregations. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trading Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mikechurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is the blessed Cesar de Bus. Like so many of us, he struggled with the decision about what to do with his life. After completing his Jesuit education, he had difficulty settling between a military and a literary career. He wrote some plays, but ultimately settled for life in the army and at court. For a time, life was going rather smoothly for the engaging, well-to-do young Frenchman. He was confident he had made the right choice. That was until he saw firsthand the realities of battle, including the St. Bartholomew's Day massacres of French Protestants in 1572. He fell seriously ill and found himself reviewing his priorities, including his spiritual life. By the time he had recovered, Cesar had resolved to become a priest. Following his ordination in 1582, he undertook special pastoral work, teaching the catechism to ordinary people living in neglected, rural, out-of-the-way places. His efforts were badly needed and well-received. Cesar developed a program of family catechesis. The goal, to ward off heresy among the people, met the approval of local bishops. Out of these efforts grew a new religious congregation, the Founders of Christian Doctrine. One of Cesar's works, Instructions for the Family on the Four Parts of the Roman Catechism, was published 60 years after his death. He was beatified in 1975. As Congress continues to debate raising the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour, former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rose says those jobs were never intended to be careers, but, quote, rungs on a ladder to success. Rose said in a recent media appearance, quote, I want everybody who works hard and plays fair to prosper. I want everybody to be able to support themselves. But if you just pull the money out of midair, you're going to create other problems. Like there is a ladder of success that people climb. And some of those jobs that are out there for $7, $8, $9 an hour, in my view, they're simply not intended to be careers. Rowe has long advocated for more people to pursue careers in high-paying skilled jobs, such as plumbers and electricians, that have had trouble finding enough workers, as most high school graduates continue their education, seeking college degrees, even though many of those career fields are shrinking. Rowe for years hosted the TV show Dirty Jobs, where he took on unseen but vital jobs. The House approved minimum wage language in its version of the COVID relief bill earlier this year, which would gradually raise the federal floor to $15 an hour by 2025, more than doubles the $7.25 in place since 2009. Raising the minimum wage has broad support among Democrats, but Republicans oppose it. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.